Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about Dixie National Junior Roundup. Hello, I'm Amy Myers, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Dr. Dean Josan, Mississippi State University Extension 4-H Livestock Specialist. Dean, what exactly is the Dixie National Junior Roundup?
So, Amy, the Dixie National Junior Roundup is a showcase of the livestock industry in Mississippi. During this livestock show, both 4-H and FFA contestants will exhibit their livestock project animals in the biggest junior market livestock show in Mississippi. We usually have 2,300 to 2,400 livestock being exhibited over about a six-day period. This year, the roundup will start on Thursday, January the 31st, and conclude with the Sale of Champions on Thursday, February the 7th.
How do 4-H and FFA youth qualify their animals to compete at the Dixie National Junior Roundup?
Starting in mid-January through the end of January, there are five district livestock shows held across the state. So depending on the county that the young person is a member of a 4-H club or an FFA chapter, they have to take their animal to that particular district livestock show. If their animal is deemed to be a blue ribbon quality animal, then it will qualify to come on to compete at the Dixie National Junior Roundup.
There are a lot of events and activities that go on at the Dixie National Junior Roundup. Can you give us a brief rundown of the schedule?
As I mentioned, the overall dates are January the 31st through February the 7th. We'll have our first show starting on Friday, February the 1st. We'll have our junior dairy cattle show starting at 8 o'clock. And then we'll start our swan showmanship contest at 9 o'clock. After we finish swan showmanship, we have a new show this year. For the first time, we'll have a commercial gilt show. And then after that, we'll have a Mississippi bred barrow show. We'll come back on Saturday morning, February the 2nd, to conclude our market hog show, which will last pretty much all day. Then on Sunday, Super Bowl Sunday, we'll have our Market Steer Show held in the Coliseum starting at 12 noon that day. Then moving to Monday, February the 4th, we'll start in the Coliseum with beef showmanship. And once it concludes in the afternoon, we'll have our commercial beef heifer show. Also starting at 8 o'clock on that Monday morning, we'll have our lamb show starting with lamb showmanship. Then our weather dam show, our commercial ewe show, and then a market lamb show after that. The last show that we'll have on that Monday, February the 4th, is goat showmanship starting at 3 o'clock. On Tuesday, February the 5th, we'll conclude our beef cattle shows with our beef breeding show in the Coliseum. And also at 8 o'clock, we'll have our meat goat shows, starting with our commercial meat goat doe show, followed by the market goat show. Our last show will be held on Wednesday, February the 6th. That'll be our dairy goat show. And then we'll have our Sale of Champions at 11:30 on Thursday, February the 7th.
I understand there are various educational contests that are part of Dixie National Junior Roundup.
So we have six major species at the Dixie National Junior Roundup, and each of those has a premier exhibitor contest, and that's eligible for youth that are 14 or older. It's a very educational contest where youth compete in a variety of different aspects to test their knowledge. And the neat thing about this is as they earn points through the education portion of the contest and points with their animal, the six winners will get a $2,000 scholarship from the Sella Junior Champions. One other thing that we're going to do this year, which we haven't done in a couple of years, is have a legislative showdown. So we're going to invite legislators, youth in their county, to contact their local legislators to come out on Monday, February the 4th at 6 o'clock. And then these youth are going to meet their legislator, go back and train them, coach them about how to show a beef animal. And then we're going to have a legislative showmanship contest in the Coliseum.
The Dixie National Junior Roundup ends with the Sale of Champions. What all goes on leading up to the sale?
For several months, a group of about 30 to 35 men and women have been actively finding potential buyers who are willing to support youth livestock shows and programs. They've been out really making contacts, trying to generate money, not only for the sale itself, but also for the scholarship program. So we'll have lots of scholarships and probably 40 plus head of livestock that are sold at the Sale of Champions. So it's just really a great way to wrap up the Dixie National Junior Roundup.
So if people want to learn more about Dixie National Junior Roundup, where should they go?
You can go to extension.msstate.edu, then select the link for 4-H, 4-H Livestock Program, and Youth Livestock. And on that page, you'll see a link to the Dixie National Junior Roundup.
Today, we've been speaking with Dean Josan, Mississippi State University Extension 4-H Livestock Specialist. I'm Amy Myers, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.